I speak to you in the name of God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. I trust by now you've all got your Kleenexes. Good. And they're clean? Good. I'd like to begin by reading the collect for the day. I'll soon take the mystery out of this. Almighty God, by grace alone you call us, and accept us in your service. Strengthen us by your Spirit, and make us worthy of your call. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. That's the traditional collect for this morning. And we are in the season of the Epiphany, where there is the sense of the revelation of God to the world, that the light to the nations has been born in Bethlehem and now is being revealed beyond the community of the Jewish people to the whole of the world. That's the significance of the story of the wise men coming, and wise women probably, but coming a sense of going beyond the safety group of the Hebrew people and out to the whole of the world. Epiphany is an insight. It means an insight. And I want to share an insight with all of us here today that I think is significant, especially in the beginning of this new year, and for all of us here and for everybody else that we know. It's a spiritual approach to understanding ourselves. Jesus called for us to be a loving people. And the summary of the law is that you shall love the Lord thy God with all thy mind, with all thy heart, with all thy strength. And you shall love your neighbor as you love yourself. And oftentimes, we fail to do the one thing that's critical, and that's loving ourselves. And so the focus of today's thought is on the epiphany of God's revelation to us about us. Now, how many of you here have ever held a newborn baby? Hands up. It could be your own. It could be a brother, a sister, a cousin, somebody. A baby that is fairly young, fairly new. Could be a grandchild. I was honored to hold my kids right at the point of their birth, just after their mom gave them life and they came out of the womb. And I want you to contemplate your memory of a newborn child. Or if you've never held a newborn, you're still a baby. Just think about that baby for a second. Bring up the image of that child in your mind. We all have it? Now, think at one point in your life, that was you. That was me. Each of us were the newborn. You heard him, maybe you can't believe it, but it was you. At one point, and at that point of your birth, it was a spiritual moment in the life of the world. Life had come into the world. You were the light of Christ at that moment. You and me were the light of Christ at that moment of our new birth. And we epitomized love. Pure, undivided, simple, clean, beautiful love. And whatever we brought with us from our mother's birthing, that was us. We are alive in love. And we are a gift of love, as Jesus is a gift of love, a gift of love to the world. Beautiful, simple, pretty well unmarked, except for maybe what we heard while we were in vitro, but in the last 3 months before we got born, but pretty well ready for life and beautiful. A very spiritual gift of God through our parents to the world. A unique, one-of-a-kind gift. Try to think about any baby pictures that maybe somebody had taken of you and you've seen. That was you. That was me. Now we start to get older. We have a function in ourselves, the amygdala, which is a very simple brain. It sits at the base of our skull. It looks like an almond. There's two of them. And that brain runs our ability to breathe, our ability to eat, circulate the blood. Very simple sight, very simple knowledge. The idea of freeze, flight, or fight all comes from the amygdala. And that's the only brain we have that's the operational part of us until about the end of our first year of life. And so for the time of birth, and for that first year, we are very impressionable, and we get stamped by the world around us. And part of what goes on is that people who are our parents, who are aunts and uncles, brothers, sisters, grandparents, neighbors, whoever, all have their own sense of what we should be and are starting to judge us almost immediately.
Oh, that baby is so fat.
Oh, that baby never sleeps. Oh, that baby is so skinny. Oh, he doesn't look like me at all. Or whatever. And right away, we start to understand that. And we start to move away from God's love that we epitomize. And we start to feel right away that we are not good enough. That we somehow are imperfect. That we are not the epitome of God's love. And we move away from that sense. Remember, the focus today is the epiphany. I'm hoping to give us an epiphany about where we are and who we are and how we relate to others. So we start to move away from that and we start to wear masks. And here's where your Kleenex comes up. If we all put on our Kleenex mask, this is how it is. We put a mask on to ourselves and to the world so that people don't see the real us. And that we put on a mask as a way of trying to adjust to other people's expectations of us. That we are not good enough just as we are. And this is particularly true when it comes to things like hyperactivity and other birth actions of who we are. Can't sleep all night, colicky baby, and so on. And we start to try to adjust. And that adjustment, that wearing of the mask, is the beginning of addiction. It's the beginning of not being able to function and relate to other people. We seem to somehow think we have to be broken to fit in. And you hear it a lot in Christian circles. Well, you got to spare the rod and spoil the child. You got to bring the rod and make them conform. That is not the message of Jesus. That is a distorted parenting message, which leads to more complex problems down the road. And that mask that we are forced to wear, where we start to deny who we know we really are, is not from Jesus Christ. For Jesus Christ is love. And Jesus Christ accepted all the people that he came in contact, according to the gospel record, everybody he came in contact with, he accepted them as they are. He loved them unconditionally. Even people who were beyond the pale in the Jewish culture of his time, Jesus loved them as they are. Not as he thought they should be, but as they are. Warts and all. And he shocked people around him because he was not demanding of them that they somehow become a circus monkey. He was just loving them just as they are. In other words, he saw through the mask and allowed them to be them. We ourselves sometimes feel burdened, especially in this dark season, by things that we carry. But what I'm inviting us to think about today is that spiritually we are whole with God, and that we are lovable. And that once we start to understand that we are lovable just because we are who we are, not I'd be more lovable if I had more hair, I'd be more lovable if I was thinner, I'd be more lovable if I was richer, I'd be more lovable if I was younger, you know, none of this stuff. I'm lovable because I'm me. You are lovable because you are you. Whatever is the burden you're carrying, some of us in here in this church today have some severe illnesses that we are carrying, both physical and emotional, but we are still lovable as we are, not because of something else. The Christian message from Jesus Christ is that we are lovable as we are. We are created in love and we are love. So we have to start looking in the mirror as we wish to be whole and wish to experience the person we are, to look in the mirror and say, I love you, to yourself. I know this is a shocking message because we've been trained not to do this, but truly, the Christian message is take your mask off and love yourself as Jesus loves you. Take your mask off and love yourself as Jesus loves you, warts and all. And start to celebrate that I am a lovable person and I now can work to accept myself. I don't have to always be adjusting. And that some of my adjustment in the past has been trying to wear the mask to please others. I only have to love myself and please Jesus. And Jesus is pleased when we love ourselves, and then we can reach out and love our neighbors. And everybody outside of ourselves is our neighbor. So that's the revelation of the epiphany for this morning. That we have to strive to have a new way of seeing each other and seeing ourselves in our society. I don't know about you, but I was overwhelmed by the number of people who overdosed in this last year. I was overwhelmed by the number of people who were suiciding. I was overwhelmed by the number of people who are using as a way of trying to put a mask on to escape their reality. We have to deal with this social ill. And part of that is start to understand that we are created spiritually in love. And that we epitomize, each and every one of us, love. And so instead of beating ourselves up, we have to start to see ourselves that we are the essence of the love of Jesus Christ. That's a tough message because it goes against some of the training we've had. But we have to go there and start to look at it because the war on drugs has failed. The war on X, Y, and Z has failed. But we've never looked at a spiritual approach to solving the problem. And the spiritual way is to understand that I am created in the image of God and that I am love. Warts and all. And that mental illnesses that I might carry, it's okay, that's who I am. And it's okay to be me. Now, I have to be responsible. I can't go out and murder people. I can't use mental illness as an excuse. I can't do any of that. But I have to start loving me. And once a person breaks through the cracks of the mask and starts to take the mask off, there's a sense that I'm okay. First Nations people, for a long, long time, used to look at, and we're going back, say, 100 years, when homosexuality was seen as being a deviance in our society. First Nations people just felt that somebody who was homosexual had two spirits, and they accepted the two spirits. And those people were allowed to live their lives and not to feel outcasted. That was very good psychiatric work done by the culture. We need to start moving more into that kind of sense that we are lovable because we are who we are. Not because we are living up to somebody else's expectation, but because we are allowing ourselves to live out the love that God gave us at our creation. It is a challenge. And maybe people would like to discuss it with me, but I invite us to start taking off our masks and enjoying ourselves as we are. The people, the individual, you, me, as created by God. So that we start to really live the love of God within ourselves. That I am love. You are love. We are love together. For that's the essence of Jesus. And I pray today as we receive the sacrament, we know that Jesus in love gave himself for us and loves us and passes on to us the heritage of love, the light of the world, and that we may carry that love ourselves in our daily lives. May God bless us all. Amen.